This is episode 435, recorded March 17th, 2017. Packard pokes at too hot, too gay, and too sticky. I want to thank Tom the Atheist on from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and tired host, Packard Sonic. And joining me from the far west of me is Connie Practical Magic 9.
I forgot to wear green, so no pinching, okay?
Okay. Okay. And joining us from the ill that ills Illinois is Tom, your friendly neighborhood atheist.
That'll be me.
And joining us for the first time for our regular weekly show is the Atheist Ranger from the far East Coast.
Hello.
Yes.
Yay.
So yeah, we got Atheist Ranger on board. So hide your cattle, boys and girls.
He'll I'm Irish, so I don't need to wear green.
He'll logic the shit out of your cattle.
Exactly. Anyway.
Sometimes you're driving or you're walking down the street and you hear something really, really loud and you just know it's somebody's muffler is falling off or it's just falling all apart, or you're walking along and you nearly sideswipe by a car because you never hear the fucking thing coming. That's because of an invention called a muffler, because engines are loud pieces of equipment. And that same technology that goes into mufflers goes into other devices like silencers, which are made for guns. And the first silencers produced back in 1934, or at least the silencers were regulated, started back in 1934. The person who invented this also invented the same technology that goes into the modern muffler that we have today for our cars. But
yeah, the early 1900s.
Yeah, the early 1900s, right. The reason why we're talking about silencers tonight is because the Trump administration has thought, well, silencers don't seem like a bad thing. Let's just make the getting one a little bit easier. Right,
cut
now,
down on noise pollution.
Yeah, cut down on the noise pollution. Now, most people, when they think about a silencer, they think, you know, the ones in the movie, they go, pew, pew, pew. That's just not a thing. That's just not a thing. That's just movie magic. That's just movie magic. The actual sound of a silencer is closer to like you slamming your car door kind of hard. It's a matter of decibel levels, and since the decibel levels are lower because you're literally muffling the sound of the
bullet out there. Not so much a silencer as a muffler,
right? Exactly. So you can't go and assassinate someone's head of state of another country and like no one would be able to know where the sound came from, because that's just not a thing. Unless someone, a lot of people are closing their doors and their cars around the same time. You have to time that out, and that kind of shit just doesn't happen.
And not unless you plan really, really well.
Right, exactly. Plan it really, really well. But the Republicans want to bring the ability to buy these a lot easier. Currently, right now, you're on a waiting list. You have to go through a long process that takes almost a full year before you can even get a silencer, and you have to pass a criminal background check and all this other stuff. Now, the bill that they're putting this on, which really, really is irritating, because the fact is that they are trying to say this is a Hearing Protection Act. Oh, okay. Let's put it on a name like that on there. So who's going to fight a bill called the Hearing Protection Act? Really? Come on, guys. Let's be honest about this. You guys want to put more guns on the street. You want to put more silencers in the hands of gun owners. And this is total bullshit. This is going to possibly, Well, the government, at any rate, regulated these so heavily because they were afraid that this was going to increase criminal activity because it'd be harder to locate where the sound of a gunshot came from. Kind of your thought.
It also makes it harder to identify the bullet, by the way.
Yes, exactly.
And they're trying to say that this is for sportsmen. This is, you know, you got hunters out there, and when they're using the rifle out in the field, it's really loud. But
boy, little deer.
Yeah. Again, that's what hearing protection is for, especially in the firing range, you know, and vision protection. You know, you're supposed to wear the safety glasses too. But
right. They don't want to wear the big earphones there, Connie, because the fact is everybody looks silly wearing big orange earphones.
Well, you know, if you fall out of the tree stand and you're screaming and your partners have their headphones on, they won't ear protection on, they won't hear you scream.
You're so drunk
in the tree stand.
If you're that drunk, you probably feel it when you hit the ground anyway.
No, I suspect that they want it for the sportsmen because then the deer can't fire at them. I'm laughing, but it's actually not funny. They keep trying to make it way easier for so-called sportsmen, for gun owners to have things that, I don't know, I don't have a word for it. There's a word for it and I can't think of it. And I think that too, that, you know, it decreases the noise and recoil and improves accuracy.
Yeah.
And it can increase your firing time because if the gun's more stable, then you're able to either with a handgun to be able to pull the trigger quicker on an automatic and on rifles. So I don't know, this in 2015 Congress tried to pass something similar and it got stopped, but the ATF and all those people are there. They see that the door is probably pretty wide open right now.
This is not a good thing to be putting on the back on the streets for, you know, anybody to get access to it easily. There are reasons why there are certain things we don't have access to easily. This is one of them.
My thoughts are that this administration is going to be known for repealing everything that has benefited society in the last, I don't know, 150 years. Repealing all environmental laws, repealing any health standards, repealing women's rights, repealing gay rights, and of course, repealing any gun safety laws.
Yeah.
Let's kill off Americans. That's
you know what we should all do? Just go
but
back.
Not abortions. Not abortions. You cannot kill off unborn kids. You can only kill off the ones that are already born.
Sure.
And cut food for the elderly and the food programs for the elderly and the kids too.
Oh yeah. Cut the wheels for wheels. Yeah.
But anything
that. So just real quick, and these are the same people that are going to be shocked when another Sandy Hook happens.
No, they won't. And they won't care. They won't care if it happens. I was thinking about that. Something like that's going to happen, especially. And let's put a silencer in.
They still think the last one was a fake.
Yeah, they still think the last
one. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
The CIA staged the whole thing. They were actors.
Yeah. It was so Obama could take your guns. Well, he didn't take your guns. You all still own your guns, don't you?
Well, he was waiting until he was out of office so he could do it real sneaky-like.
Right. He's going to break into all your homes all by himself.
Well, he comes in via microwaves, so we know that.
He's watching through the microwave.
That's because you can't put can't use aluminum foil yet.
Right. Atheist Ranger, do you have any thoughts on this?
This is just fucking, just so fucking stupid. I mean, it made me even more angry when I think recently they got rid of a law that would allow people with severe mental conditions to get guns.
Yeah, we talked about that a while back, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the thing was, I think people who, like pretty much people who can't handle their own finances, they think it's okay to have a gun.
Well, I think they've lowered the age for buying a gun to 6 months now, didn't it? You're old enough to hold it. You're old enough to own it.
Well, they end up sucking on the barrel, you know.
You're out of your mother's womb now. You need protection.
But I think it's just self-explanatory. There's no if. This is going to lead to more crime once again. And this is what happens when you have private money going to politicians.
Unlimited private money. Unlimited corporate money that has untraceable.
I see this country going back to the time like the 1920s where we had the gangs roaming around with the Tommy guns and things like that. And
Wall Street?
Yeah. Wall Street. I was thinking along the times of Al Capone, you know.
Yeah, Wall Street.
Yeah.
Now, Paul Marshall has a article linked in the chat room. Alabama committee votes to scrap concealed carry permits.
Oh, why?
Well, it's Alabama.
Can we fucking give the South back to Mexico, please?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I think and Mexico's like, we don't want that.
It was like, you guys
kick out all the illegals.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we at least give Texas back to Mexico?
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
That was theirs.
Yeah. Well, Texas counts as its own country, you know. So
the ATF was trying to say that silencers are used very rarely in criminal shootings. Given the lack of criminality associated with silencers, it's reasonable to conclude that they should not be viewed as a threat to public safety.
It's not used in crimes that much because it's heavily restricted.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But what's restricted? Well, let's just see how the gun violence goes up a lot further, a lot faster.
If this passes, by the way, they're going to give a rebate to the people who bought silencer between October 15th, 2015 to forward, because there's a transfer fee of $200 right now. That's in addition to the waiting period. So they're going to refund all those.
Oh, so they're going to refund their waiting fees and everything. Well, oh, that's nice.
There's been 400,000 more silencers sold to the public this year than in 2015. I'm not quite sure. There's 1.3 million silencers currently registered. So that's quite an increase in the last 2 years, I guess.
Wow. That's horrible. That's just fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I recently had some conversations with certain people online. I'm not going to name them because, frankly, I don't give a damn what their names were, but they have this idea that they think that climate change isn't real because reasons or religion or whatever, but climate change is a fact. And of course, I've also heard on the radio on places like Coast to Coast, they make this claim that it's not global warming, it's global cooling, which would still be climate change, you fucking idiots. Anyway.
Branding has everything to do with that. It really does, if you think about it, the way it's presented.
Yeah, exactly.
Like ACA became Obamacare, blah, blah, blah. So anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is that there is more research. Is the fact is that because of climate change, people are getting sick, and they are getting sick more often and in more unusual ways than they normally would have. Because like up here in Wisconsin, we have mosquitoes. We have a lot of mosquitoes. We have some biting insects that will literally carry you away almost.
But not as bad as one in Alaska.
What's that?
Not as bad as the ones in Alaska.
I've heard those ones are pretty bad out there too. But the biting flies out here will just carry you away almost. But the fact is, we are seeing things that would normally die out for seasonal reasons, you know, like mosquitoes, biting flies, ticks, and other things like that. Because the weather in this area is sticking around warmer longer. Like this January, we had a very warm January, and we had a warm February. Yeah, we had a few quick snowstorms here and there, and then we got a sudden blast of weather. I don't know, we had like almost like 2 feet, 2 or 3 feet of snow up here. It was just bizarre, just like out of fucking nowhere. And it's just the climate is not behaving the way it has been. It's just not. Connie, your thoughts?
Yes. Well, a large consortium of doctors, not all of them are physicians, but they've created 434,000 practitioners, around half of them are professionals, have a medical consortium that's warning the public about the effects of climate change. It's called the Consortium on Climate and Health, and it's a nonprofit. It's combined of 12 top medical associations, and they're out there saying that the problem with climate change/global warming is that the general public doesn't quite relate to scientists, but you know what? Your physician is somebody that you go and you see and generally you trust. And they're saying they are seeing like increases in Lyme disease and mosquito-borne diseases. We have increase in temperature in some places causing heat stroke. There's problems with asthma and allergies. And again, these are all climate related. We've had an increase in, you know, wildfires. And so they want the public to understand that, yes, this is a real thing. Don't let, you know, the government or anybody tell you it's not. And actually 70% of Americans agree that global warming is happening. They don't always all agree that it's because of human activities. Scientists think that it's happening. There's been a shift, but it's not enough. And we have a real uphill battle because President Donald Trump has been axing so many programs, and one of them is the EPA.
He's in charge of the EPA, who says he wants to actively get rid of the EPA because he sued it so many times for whatever reason for his company.
Yeah, well, and all of his cronies. You know.
Yeah.
So
I do want to throw this in here. I did get this information from my daughter. I did not have a chance to look it up, but we were talking about climate change on the way back home this afternoon, and she was saying that there's a possibility that the Earth is going through a warming cycle right now too, so that might be part, not only us, but that might be part of it. Like I said, I don't know for sure if this is the case. Like I said, I need to research this more, but I'm bringing this up only because I want to be honest about the fact that, you know, climate change is real, but I'm wondering if this is also a part of that. So I want to take into consideration all aspects of what might be happening.
Well, you got to look at it this way. Climate change is a normal part of, you know, planetary life.
Yes.
But what we're doing is throwing a blanket on top of climate change.
Yes.
We're taking a planet that is normally warming through, you know, cyclical changes, and we've put this big, thick blanket on top of it, which is just exasperating everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
They did. As I recall, from, and I've researched this, that they did start noticing some climate change aspects because they would take core samples of the ice and the South Pole, and they would pull that out, and they could go back quite a ways, so they could figure out where the air was the most purest or was, you know, the most dirtiest for whatever reason. And right around the time where they figured the industrial age started is that's when the air started getting worse and the atmosphere started getting worse, and the climate started to be affected by it a little bit at a time.
Well, it's also when they noticed
that it's
also when they noticed that the glaciers were receding faster and faster.
Yes.
I mean, we've known about this since the 50s. Frank Capra of, you know, It's a Wonderful Life fame.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did a movie about it in the 50s called, you know, The Goddess something. But it was evident then, it's been evident for beyond our lifetimes that global climate change is real, that the planet is warming up, that the ice is melting. It's been obvious, but, you know, they just refuse to look at it, refuse to see it, and refuse to accept it because, you know, reasons.
Yeah, because reasons or religion. Because the biggest one is religion is because the fact is they say, well, God said that we can't hurt his planet because, well, man isn't strong enough to do that.
I got a guy who's claiming that climate change is real because hell is expanding. That's the cause of climate change.
So there's more beachfront property. Is that what you're saying?
I guess.
Yeah. Well, I did make an extra bowl of chili the other day, so I'm just saying that might be my fault. So, Anthony Strange, we have not heard from you. What are your thoughts on some of this?
When it comes to climate change, it honestly reminds me of a video I mirrored on my channel. For some reason, Bill Nye went to talk to Tucker Carlson about this, and he made a lot of good points, that a lot of good examples of how climate change is real. I think one of them was, I believe in the UK, you wouldn't be able to make wine as good as it is if it wasn't for climate change.
Oh, but, yeah.
I
remember
that one,
yes.
Yeah, apparently, because apparently the UK would still be cold.
Yeah.
We have much the same climate. I mean, I think we're on pretty much the same here in Washington State. Yeah, the latitude. And our wineries here have just exploded. We're in heavy competition. It's almost not a competition with California, for example, and that's a lot of it. I think possibly. That's interesting.
Yeah, and apparently, Bill Nye also said that if it wasn't for climate change, we probably would have had another ice age, but that possibility is out of the ballpark now.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen the destruction that glaciers can do once they, you know, they start moving in. So yeah. I honestly say I am okay with that.
but I don't want to try
to move every few months or years to get further away from the glaciers.
No. I personally don't think it's much to do with religion. I think most of the denial comes from honestly bought off politicians.
Who that's true.
The ones that are making money off of fossil fuels.
Exactly.
Yeah. But there are people out there that do believe that their God is the only one that can hurt the earth or change the earth in any way.
But here's the good news is the planet doesn't give a damn.
Yeah.
Well, all we're doing is harming ourselves.
Yeah.
We will cause ourselves to become extinct. I mean, the insects are the big winners. You know, the animals are suffering. I mentioned Alaska. You know, the black flies there are killing off caribou because the calves can't handle it. And in Minnesota, the moose are dying off because ticks are basically sucking the calves dry.
No, geez.
Jesus.
So we are the meteor that killed the dinosaurs.
Yes.
Pretty much.
We're the meteor that's killing our planet. So
we're aiding it. We're saying you're not dying fast enough. Here, let me squeeze your air hose off.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is worried about a meteor hitting us. It's like, oh, you're the first species that could actually stop a meteor. I think a meteor needs to hit it to save the planet from us.
Yeah. It'll just pick up and start all over, and who knows what it would come up with next after that.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter, or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube/PackardPokesAt on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokesAt. Or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday.
And be sure to check out our secondary podcast, The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe. A new episode dropped accidentally on Wednesday, so you got it a day early. We had originally moved those to Thursdays, but
slippery fingers.
Yeah, so I'm kind of a goof, and I kind of didn't do my numbers right. So I'm like, oh yeah, this dropped on Wednesday. So yeah, so you get your daily dose of the Atheist, The Bible, No Wardrobe a day early this week. So if you're not downloading the show, you're missing out on some great Bible fun. No, you're not. You're just missing out on us having fun with the Bible anyway,
because there's nothing but death and refuse in the rectum. No life can come out of the rectum. The rectum is designed to get rid of death and waste. That's demonic, everybody. It is absolutely demonic.
The gay therapy pioneer Joseph Nick Losi. He died recently, just this last week. He was at age 70. He is known as the father of trying to convert gay people, or teens anyway, back to being straight by exercising them or beating them or whatever. And I am kind of glad this asshole is dead, because the kind of crap that he put on this earth, or especially in the United States, to teach other people to do these certain things is just barbaric. And the reason why, one of the reasons why we're bringing this up is because one of those people who started out following this guy, he started a camp, and this camp was doing just that. They were beating people, and they were, you know, treating them horribly.
Isolation.
And isolation.
Stripping them, making, yeah, lots of physical, and lots of mental torture.
Yeah, mental torture and things like that. Because that's how you get people to be straight, is by beating them or sending them on exercises or putting them naked and alone in a box, because that has everything to do with your sexuality. Not this particular pastor, quote unquote, William Knott, was sentenced to 20 years in jail for each offense, which was four of them. And he got 5 years for each one of those. And he has to serve those consecutively. And he would have people pay him up to $21,000 a year. Can you say scam artist and fucking, I want to say the word fascist, because that's what these people are. They think that you can make people believe a thing or cure them of being gay. Every animal has gay animals in it. Every one of them. Every one of them. The thing that's not, I mean, religious people think that being gay is unnatural. You know what's unnatural? Telling people that they have to be something that they're not. That's unnatural. And hating people because they're gay, that's unnatural. Kind of your thoughts.
Thankfully, this camp in, is it Alabama? I don't know where it's at.
Alabama, yes.
Yeah, it's gone. It's done. But it's only one of how many hundreds of camps across the USA. It's only illegal in a handful of states.
Yeah.
And actually, this 2020 report that highlighted this Blessed Hope Boys Academy, there were five other stories that they talked about. You know, I don't understand this. I don't understand how somebody could be so hateful that they could just sit here and abuse somebody just because they're gay. And
well,
I can't understand the parents. Yeah. Well, I can't understand the parents either.
Yeah, it's the Bible and religion in itself teaching people, say, hey, the Bible, because God says that people that are gay are bad and it's unnatural, so you have to do a thing to your child.
Well, this comes from the same culture that teaches kids hell is real and you will burn there for eternity if you don't believe.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, this camp charged $21,000 a year if you want to send your kid there. And they claim that they only hit a child if they act up and they have written consent from the parents. Is there a camp that we could send these parents to try and tell them?
I got one. You know, Auschwitz.
anybody remember? I don't know. I think it was a Twilight Zone episode where parents just treated kids really bad and they wound up getting taken away to some place and they had to learn how to be a good parent, and then maybe one day a child might adopt them.
Yeah.
No, I never saw that episode.
It was a really good episode. And actually, it's in an article on a different site that I found linked to this one. There was these parents that had a kid that he came, you know, he told his mom one day on his computer. He said, "Mom, I have something to tell you. I'm gay." And they're Christians. And they actually sent him to gay therapy and a bunch of stuff. And when he wouldn't relent, they said, "Well, you know, it's the Bible or the highway." And he left home at 18, and he wound up dying of a drug overdose. And the mom, she has some groups that she started to try and tell Christians, say, look, this isn't how we should be treating our kids, you know, because she would give anything. They used to think that the worst thing that would happen would be their son brought home a boyfriend. and said, I want to get married. And she says, now I would give nothing, everything in the world, just to have my son back.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand.
Some of those people, I think they think that being dead is better because the fact is, well, you're not gay anymore.
They you know, it's a choice.
Yeah, they think it's a choice. It's not a choice. I challenge anybody out there that's watching this that you think that being gay is a choice. I challenge you to do a gay thing and show us and prove it that you did a gay thing. That it's a choice. Now, what there was one thing here that I just want to mention, that there was a female version of this counselor that was in this camp. Her name was Alicia Mofiat, and she also received a 20-year sentence. I find that amazing, and I am so glad, because the fact is that she did the same kind of shit as he was doing, and she got the same exact sentence. She didn't get a lighter sentence, and he didn't get a more stringent sentence. That's because I see that happen way too often, where if it's a woman doing something, I'm going into a whole other rant here. I apologize. But if a woman does the same kind of crime as the guy does, and sometimes in situations like this, maybe not this particular thing there, but it's often where the woman will get a lesser sentence, even if she did the same crime. In this instance, they got the same exact sentence. And I'm glad that they both got it, because I think that sends a stronger message that just because you're a hateful fuck doesn't mean you're going to be able to skirt the law and get off easier because you have a pair of tits. I'm sorry, Tom, your thoughts.
I forgot what we were talking about.
We're talking about the gay therapy guy went to jail. Sorry. I went
on a rant. Do I need to leave?
No. I think the parents need to be sent to gay therapy classes. They get all the fathers together and say, okay, you to understand your children, y'all have to have sex now. Because it's a choice, you can choose to understand your kids by having sex together.
Yeah.
Go at it. You know it's a choice, so make that choice right now. Or we'll castrate you.
Yeah. I've had that discussion with some people online, and they say, well, yeah, I choose that because I was able to do it. It's like, that's not that. Maybe that is you. Maybe you are. Maybe you're just because you're bisexual. I think being bisexual is actually the default position for our sexuality.
Yeah, I think we most people fall in the range, you know, between being completely straight or completely gay.
Yeah.
And there's so much gray area that most people don't even, you know, because even gay people tend to be prejudiced against bisexual. Because like, how can you go both ways?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Bisexuals think bisexuals are fooling themselves. Standard response.
But bisexuals have it the best of both worlds. There, I mean, they increase their availability by 100%.
Yes, we do. Thank you.
You know what? I can't find a date, so I'm going to go over to this gender, and I can find one there.
Well, if you think about it, you know what you find attractive.
Yes, exactly.
So, some people like fat people, some people like skinny people, some people like short people, some people like tall people, and some people like whatever.
Not unless you're not you. They don't like short people if you're Randy Newman.
Yeah. So you don't choose who you're attracted to.
No, you don't.
So I mean, just you're attracted to who you're attracted to.
Yes.
Yes.
Atheist Ranger, what are your thoughts?
Well, as much as stories like this piss me off, I'm happy that they happen, because I love showing these type of stories to Christians who try to play the persecution complex with me. I love showing them these stories, because they are the last people, at least in this country, to be playing the fucking victim card.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I totally agree. The fact is, Christians will always say, oh, we're being persecuted by you gay people.
Oh, really? Read the story. Read the story and tell me how you're a victim.
Yeah, I'd like to know how. I'd like to know how that the gay people, who is less than 1% of the population here in the United States, how are they persecuting you, who are the majority? Oh, we got to watch a Disney cartoon with gay people in it. That's how you're persecuted us. Don't fucking watch the movie then. It's that simple.
Yeah. Well, no, Disney's just trying to make everyone gay.
You're putting stuff on TV. I can't let my kids watch anything on TV or learn about it in school. You're going to keep your kids from learning about other human beings and how other human beings react to other human beings? Get the fuck out of here. Anyone have any last thoughts on this before we move on?
I would just say that I think that Trump supporters and the Trump have been, and the Christians, the far right, those who are anti-gay, they, because of Trump, they're really feeling like they're going to have their day.
Yeah.
That the gay therapy is going to be respected and whatnot. And I'm really hoping that that's wrong. This kind of human rights violations have to stop.
Yes. And despite what I just said, if I was president for a day, I would make a federal, not only a federal law, but I would make it a constitutional amendment to have this shit banned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These gay-
I'll be the first to sign it.
Yeah, I would be too. I'd be right there with you, Connie. If you're planning on sending your kid to camp, send him to band camp. Okay, send him to band camp. Send him to any other camp, because that's a fun camp. This camp, these kind of gay camps, these are fucking hurtful camps. These are harmful camps. And the video that Connie had us watch there, she put a link on there. Some of these camps, they have barbed wire fences on the outside and on the inside, so you can't get out. Then that's not a camp. That's a prison.
Yes.
You are sending your children to a prison with sadistic guards with no oversight, zero oversight. And you are paying them to damage your children. Do you have any idea what the harm you're doing?
No, they don't.
And by the way, some of them go on to fucking kill themselves, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I don't think they care. I don't think some of them, I think some of them don't even care, as long as they're not gay anymore.
As a parent, if I put barbed wire on the outside of my kid's room, I'd be hauled away.
Yeah.
You know.
Or on the inside of the room, actually. More on the inside.
Yeah.
Of the room.
Well, just saying, if I was locking them in and doing. Maybe that might be one way, at least with the parents. If the parents aren't going to these camps to say, you know, straighten out my kid, maybe they clean it up before the parents. You know, there's only certain parts that parents can see. That should be the red flag right there. You know, you can't see this part of the camp because that's, you know, where the kids are. This is just the only place.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the parents need a new head.
Yeah. I'm beginning to like Tom's idea, actually, you know.
Yes.
So anyway, I hate to see some of the kids' parents take it over them, but some of these parents just need to go away.
It's the Onion Radio News.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
You know, there's a lot of weird things that people can do in life, and sometimes they end up in all kinds of museums. You're like Ripley's Believe It or Not, for example. You can do a thing and you get notoriety because you're just bizarre. And you have a bizarre talent. And this guy, his name is Keaton, and he is known as the human suction cup. I am not even making that up. Masturbation for him must be incredibly hard. I'm just saying.
Think of the hickeys.
Think of the hickeys. Yes, exactly. Now, he's a 47-year-old man. He lives in Chicago, and he calls himself the real-life X-Men type person. He travels all over the world showing off tricks with what he can do with his very unusual epidermis. Now, I thought, when I first looked at this story, I thought, well, maybe it's just static electricity. He's just, you know, he's manipulating it a little bit somehow. I don't know, because you can manipulate it to a point. I mean, I could rub a balloon on my shirt and I could like stick it to my head or my arm or whatever, and I could like, oh yeah, funny. But the fact is, this guy is doing it with very heavy objects. I mean, not super heavy, but heavy enough where that would not be possible with static electricity. There's a video. He is literally pouring a bottle of water, or it looks like water, could be vodka. I don't know. It's a clear liquid, into a glass, and it's sticking off his head like this out the side, and it's pouring. He's not touching it. It's literally just stuck to the side of his head. Are there other videos that clips there where he's like knocking shit off his head. He's literally like holding it in his hand. And he's pouring liquid from it like this. He's not even touching it. He's just holding it like so, and he's pouring it. Or he's like bounces it off his hand, and people are catching it Well, his hand is flat. That is just bizarre. The human body never ceases to amaze me. Never ceases to amaze me. Connie, your thoughts?
Human suction cup X-Man, because Doc Ock and Squidward were always taken. How would this superpower work if you were on the team? Quick, the bomb is about to go off. Sucky, use your powers to get rid of the bomb. You know, I guess you could do that once.
I can't get rid of the bomb. I'm like, go of it.
Goodbye, Sucky. We loved you. I still have to wonder if it's faked somehow, but it's so weird.
It's a hell of a mutant power.
It is. It's really bizarre mutant power.
Close dancing when you were in junior high must have been extremely awkward.
I would hate to think about the sex involved. You're like, I can't let go. Holy shit.
Would you like to be the EMT? The EMT called in on that one. God, I don't know.
There's this woman attached to my front of my body here. I just can't get rid of her.
I've got to pass it to somebody else because I can't talk anymore.
Tom, your thoughts.
It's interesting. It's unexplainable. But why?
Why not?
Have you seen the guy who's got like super stretchy skin and he can like take the skin on his neck and like pull it up over his like his nose?
I've never seen that. But this guy here is just so strange. I mean, I've seen a variety of different things over my lifetime.
He's got very sticky sweat.
Yes, he's got very sticky sweat. And the thing was, what's really funny is he had shaved his head one summer and he was at a ball game. A ball's coming at him. I mean, he was like cooling off the back of his head and he forgot it was there and he was like, got all excited. And then he's like, where the hell happened to my drink? And it stuck to the back of his head and it's like pouring out sideways and people are laughing at him. So he kind of realized that, yeah, I've had this condition and he just comes out with it. You know, and the thing is, salamanders have the same kind of ability in their paws, you know, their hand, their claws, whatever.
Yeah, but that's because of hairs.
Well, it's a little more than just hairs, but there's more to it than that. But I mean,
no, it's the hairs on their feet that the way they curl them down causes basically this static grip.
Really? Okay.
Like pockets of air or something? Is it also a secretion of?
No, it's the hairs on their feet. It's causes like a kind of static grip that allows them to stick.
Well, that's kind of cool.
But this, I think it's curious. I think it's if you watch him put something on his head, he sticks his head and he kind of twists it and moves it a little bit.
Yes.
So he's creating a suction.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But apparently he's got amazing control over it. It's really.
Is that all this is? Is this muscle control or?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's muscle control, but it's definitely some kind of weird control over it. I mean, it's just so bizarre. This has got to be one of the strangest things I've seen in a long time. I mean, it's not in a bad way either. I mean, this is just amazing.
The novelty.
Yeah, it's a nice knit.
The Justice League, the sequel.
Adrian Fraser, what are your thoughts on this?
I thought it was pretty cool, but I also thought, I don't know if any of you saw that show Heroes on NBC.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, and I don't want to sound mean, but I keep picturing like what the fuck was his name? Styler going after this dude and trying to get his ability.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no.
Oh man, what an episode that would be.
I gotta have your powers. I can't let go of him now. What the hell's going on here? El Salo's gonna shave his head.
Oh God.
But I think he's just learned a way to create a suction. Because everything puts on, it's got like a divot in the bottom. And he's got enough he's not a light guy.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah, you have to get enough loose skin. Well, his and according to the article, his body temperature is consistently 100 degrees.
Yes.
So he's sweaty.
Yes.
And it creates a good seal.
Yes.
Well, I guess now would be a bad time to tell you guys. Actually, I looked up more of this dude, and his son is a rubber band.
Unfortunately, Ringling Brothers is defunct now. You know, this
yeah. So he has to go out do his shtick all up by himself. You know, no wagon trains, and elephants, and things like that. No,
that's what YouTube's for.
Yeah. YouTube is the modern circus.
We love you, YouTube. You're our overlord. Oh,
here's something interesting to me.
Yeah.
Dr. Wynn Nichols, doctor in Oak Lawn, Illinois. That's where I'm from.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's in Chicago.
Yeah.
Because he needs to get the Chicago bean.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go find this doctor. He's in my neighborhood. So don't, what's with this suction cup man?
Yeah, go. If you find this guy, ask him to go and try to hold on to the bean and walk off with it. Just saying.
Thank you. I wondered about that because the ill is Illinois. I was thinking, wait, is Tom there? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, actually mentions my town.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
He insists that his patient is not stuck with a strange illness. No, just stuck with sticky sweat.
Yeah. I have to wipe down the office when he's here. Kind of strange.
Fuck the motherfucker, fuck the motherfucker, fuck the motherfucker, he's a fucking motherfucker. Fuck the motherfucker, fuck the fucking fucker, fuck the motherfucker, he's a total fucking fucker. Fuck the motherfucker, fuck the motherfucker, fuck the motherfucker, fucking fuck the motherfucker. Fuck the motherfucker, fuck the motherfucking pope.
And tonight, Pope on the Rope, we're going to be talking about Pope Sixtus. this guy was a real gem. He was he's decamping back in Rome. The papacy hits its true low point in the Renaissance. He was the 212th pope. He was reigned from August 9th, 1471 to August 12th, 1484. So he was on there for 13 years and 3 days. And according to church historian Eamon Duffy, compares Rome to Nixon's Washington, a city of expense account whores and political graft. Sixtus IV, who also funded the Sixtine Chapel, had six illegitimate sons, one with his sister. He collected a church tax on prostitutes and charged priests for keeping mistresses, but clerics argued that they merely increased the prevalence of clerical homosexuality. So, yeah, that's a thing.
Joe Dirt the Pope.
But the Sistine Chapel, people.
Yeah.
When you're having sex with prostitutes and little boys, you're laying in your back. What do you want to be looking at?
Every decision I've ever made, that's what I'll be looking at.
Jeez. Evidently, he was quite pious prior to coming to power, you know.
Yeah, power, absolute power corrupts absolute.
Oh, that or it reveals what was already there.
True. Yeah.
His first act as Pope was to renew the crusade against the Ottoman Turks in Smyrna.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Thanks, GW. Well,
we need to renew that. We need to start doing that again.
Thanks, GW. I mean, Pope Sirtus IV, Sextus,
whatever. Yeah, it must be Sextus because he was having sex with his sister and all these other women too. So hey, you know, why not?
He strengthened his position by nepotism for both position, you know, power and money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that they kept him in there for so long, even though he was doing all this crap, it just shows you, I think that just puts a stronger pin in how.
You pope till you die.
Yeah, well, not necessarily, because we've had popes, even in modern times here, just go, you know what, I'm going to look at my, they look at the watch, you know what, I think I'm done. I'm going to go over here and do something else for a little while. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway. Anyone have any thoughts on this? O'Connor, you just gave your thoughts. Tom, what are your thoughts on Pope Sixtus?
I think all popes should be dismantled. Or what do they call it? The Papa Pies?
The Papas?
You're
thinking of Chichia. Thinking
Chichia. I think so they should just give up on this whole Pope thing because obviously it's been a failure every single one.
Everyone.
Yep. I mean, even the latest one is just what Francis is probably the most aggravating one because he seems like a nice guy. He seems like a progressive guy, but he's full of bullshit like every other one. But he does it with a smile and makes you like him. And like you're an asshole just like the rest of them.
Yes. Yes. And the one previous to him, had all kinds of problems with.
He's a Nazi.
It was a Nazi.
Yes.
I love the memes that came out of it because he looked just like Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars.
He wasn't? What is that? I think that the current Pope Francis, he's in competition with the Dalai Lama. He's trying to have more likes on Facebook or something.
Yeah. Like this Pope on Facebook.
Do they like me today? Do I have more followers on Instagram?
Jeez. Atheist Ranger, what are your thoughts on Pope Sixtus?
I think he is a clear example of what happens when you do inbreeding and also also when you don't have a sex ed class in your hometown. That's what I think happens.
I mean, if you were here in the chat room and you're looking at that picture, holy shit, that guy is ugly.
Yeah,
that's why you have to do him in profile.
Yeah, they couldn't get the rest of his nose in the picture. They had to. That's why they had to kind of put him almost straight on.
One more quick thing.
Yes.
Papal bull, November 1st, 1478. Spanish Inquisition was established in the Kingdom of Castile by this pope.
Oh well, we can thank the Spanish Inquisition for this on this guy. That's great.
I did not expect that when we picked him.
Wait a minute. I had this somewhere. Hang on a second. I had this one.
It was a thought.
Yeah. Well, I don't know which one it is. I think that's not the right one. Never mind. Forget it. I was going to play. No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Inquisition. Dang it.
Yeah.
I was hoping you had it.
I don't know where it is at the top of my head here. I'd have to find it. But
yep.
If I had known that little piece of information, I would have had that ready. So
I should have cued you in. I am sorry. I want this to look, you know, I don't know, off the cuff.
Off the cuff.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Thank you. Show titled and everything, although we'll get sued by Monty Python.
Yes. Anyway.
Our main weapons are.
Yeah. Surprise and fears. Fear and surprise.
And a fanatical devotion to the Pope.
Oh, yeah. And I guess we kind of come back in and do this all over again. Okay.
The Holy Book of Armaments.
Yeah, the Holy Book of Armaments. Yeah. All right. Well,
bring on the comfy chair.
Bring out the comfy chair.
Not the comfy chair.
Oh, crap. Cut us off, Packard. We're going to riff for a while.
I'm crying. I am seriously crying.
Hey, I would do a toss in the human suction cup. I don't know if you mentioned his name, James Keaton.
No, we did not.
Thank you.
I didn't get the first name. I did say Keaton. Yeah. I didn't get the first name.
Yeah, Jamie Keaton, and he's in Chicago.
Okay.
And I just sent him a message on Facebook.
Oh, good.
There you go. All righty. We will be back Wednesday for our midweek show. Come join us around 5 p.m. That's at 5 p.m. CST. That's Central Standard Time. That's 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 3 o'clock at Pacific Standard Time, and 4 o'clock in Mountain Standard Time. But there's like nobody lives in Mountain Time except for maybe one or two people. So just make sure you
Mountain folk.
Light on or whatever, yeah. So. I have it out for the Mountain Standard Time. I really have it out for Mountain Standard Time. Anyway,
you just want those magnificent peaks.
Yes, I want the magnificent peaks. I've seen them.
Okay,
I've seen them. So
anyway. The woman on the panel said that. So send me your hate mail.
Yes. And we'll be back next week. I think we're doing some kind of talk show. I'm not sure exactly what we're doing yet, but we might invite people on to just talk.
Because this was mime.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we'll figure something out, and we'll announce it at the staff meeting for Wednesday. So if you want to find out what we're doing exactly before we announce it and actually do it, download the staff meeting, which will be available on iTunes and Stitcher. So it won't be up on YouTube. So you're gonna have to come down. You have to download it if you want to get the inside story, the inside baseball, as it were. All right, we're out of here. Till next time. This has been Packer Pokes. That we just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.